Boston, as we know, is a city of neighborhoods. You can easily turn a corner or cross a street and find yourself in a different community with its own character. Since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, the city's neighborhoods, even those that are side by side, have been experiencing the crisis in different ways. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has our story on this.
Looking at the Public Health Commission's map, the Boston neighborhoods with the lowest numbers of reported COVID-19 cases are a pale pink color: Fenway, Alston-Brighton, Charlestown, Back Bay, and South Boston. Neighborhoods shaded in dark purple have the most cases and the highest per capita rates of reported infections. Those include Mattapan, Hyde Park, East Boston, and Dorchester.
My name is Rosalind Young, and I live Blue Hill Avenue, Dorchester, Mass., 02124.
Rosalind Young has lived in Dorchester for 10 years. She says she recently lost her job at a Boston hotel because of the pandemic. She can't afford her $1,100 a month rent. And on top of that, she's taking care of her 80-year-old mother, who has several high-risk factors for contracting COVID-19. Young says she knows her neighbors are hurting as well. Some have lost loved ones, and some are strapped financially.
The struggle is real. It's like this regardless, but the pandemic has tremendously made it worse, trust me. And so people are still out there having to work because we just don't have no choice.
At Dorchester's Bowdoin Street Health Center, 30% of the community members tested there for the coronavirus had positive results. Bowdoin Street's medical director, Dr. Kamau Karanja, says the poorest and most vulnerable communities are often hit the hardest by public health crises.
Poorer communities tend to have higher rates of pre-existing conditions. They also are more likely to have jobs that would increase their exposure, whether it's healthcare jobs or custodial jobs. And they're also less likely to be able to work from home.
Karanja says that all adds up to the neighborhood-by-neighborhood disparities we're seeing in Boston's reported cases. Census data show Black residents make up about a quarter of the city's population, but they represent more than 40% of the city's reported COVID-19 cases. Let's take a deeper look at Dorchester. Black residents make up more than 40% of the neighborhood. Education levels and median income are below the city's average. The most recent city data available show Dorchester has 132 reported COVID-19 cases for every 10,000 residents. Neighboring South Boston paints a drastically different picture. Census data show that South Boston is nearly 80% white, with education levels and incomes well above the city's average. As of Wednesday, South Boston only had 54 reported cases for every 10,000 residents. That's less than half of the infection rate in Dorchester. Marty Martinez is the chief of the city's Health and Human Services Department. He recognizes that the city's map of COVID-19 cases illustrates a familiar trend.
It concerns us that this follows a trajectory of so many public health challenges that we face of the disproportionate impact in communities of color. Having said that, there's nowhere in the city where we're testing at the rate that we want to be testing.
Martinez says none of the city's neighborhoods have tested more than 4 or 5% of its residents, and that needs to ramp up in order to get the full picture of how the virus is spreading, especially, Martinez says, in communities with high rates of positive test results.
You know, for example, to have 47% of people testing positive who are getting tested in East Boston, that's a lot. That's a really high rate.
East Boston's per capita rate of COVID-19 cases is even higher than Dorchester's. More than 50% of East Boston's residents are immigrants to the U.S., with many living in predominantly Spanish-speaking households. Some advocates say the city was slow to release public health information in languages other than English, leaving communities like Eastie at a disadvantage. Patricia Montes heads up Centro Presente, an East Boston nonprofit supporting immigrants. She says the pandemic is raising the stakes even higher for people who've already been living in fear, mostly of immigration enforcement.
It's not just about being afraid that ICE is going to your house and they are going to deport your family. On top of that, now people, they don't have food. They are afraid to go to the hospitals and have, you know, access to health care.
Centro Presente is delivering meals to households in East Boston, where Montes says families often double up in small apartments. Splitting the rent and the bills is a little easier this way, but it also makes physically distancing oneself from others nearly impossible. Mayor Marty Walsh recently convened a task force to address some of the inequities laid bare by the pandemic. The committee is working to increase testing across the city, improve data collection, and support minority-owned businesses. City Councilor Andrea Campbell represents Dorchester and Mattapan, two of the neighborhoods hit hardest.
I am hoping, and my residents are hoping, that the silver lining to all this is that the inequities that they have been dealing with and the solutions they've been trying to put forward to eradicate them, that the entire city now come together to do the same, to do it as a collective.
At the Bowdoin Street Health Center, Dr. Karanja says he hopes the pandemic opens people's eyes to a public health truth he's long known.
If we have certain parts of our community that are being disproportionately affected, when it comes to contagious illness such as this, it puts everybody at more risk.
Because, he says, the health of the poorest among us has a direct impact on the city's health as a whole. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.